Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Silence hung so thickly in the churchyard that it was hard to breathe. There'd been yet another lynching, and the black families in the nearly all-white community were exhausted. It was too much. They had to go. But where? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Empire, Wyoming wasn't always just a few tombstones left at the edge of a prairie. At one time, it was a thriving black community. Our people were so successful that it drove white terrorists to madness. Well-educated and affluent black pioneers, sick of the racism they experienced in the South, decided to take advantage of free land as America expanded westward. They looked forward to life in a hard-working, difficult, but peaceful all-black settlement. The lifestyle they sought was not to be. White settlers, intimidated by black people minding their lucrative businesses, attending excellent schools and worshiping in beautiful churches, refused to leave our people be. Racists consistently attacked and harassed Empire's citizens. After a prominent black man from Empire was lynched by the local police, who accused him of vandalizing the door of a local bank, many of the residents began to disperse. Within 2 decades, only 4 residents were left in Empire. Their graves are the only evidence the once thriving town ever existed. As has frequently happened in history, Empire was destroyed by white terrorists. However, the founders of the community teach us that we must always seek to create, support, and defend safe black spaces. The risk is always worth the reward of uplifting our people. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.